Here's the Freethought Almanac for August 7th. I'm John Mill. It was on this date, August 7th, 1555, that Pope Paul IV, newly elected and nearly 80, issued an ecclesiastical constitution called Cum Quorundam, making it an article of faith that Mary, the mother of Jesus, was a virgin before, during, and after the conception and birth of her son. The idea of the virgin birth, which is to say, the birth of a holy man to a virgin, was not invented with the Christian myth. It has many pagan parallels. The ancient Egyptian queens were believed to have been impregnated by the gods, though the Egyptians had so many gods it was difficult to objectively establish paternity. Zeus was notoriously hot for human women, and fathered children of Leda, Semele, and Danae, among others. The myth even extends to the mother of the first Japanese emperor and the mother of Buddha, giving birth through divine favor. The stories of Zeus's carousals were well known to the early Christians, and contemporary Jews accused them of borrowing the story from Matthew's Gospel. But Mark's Gospel, the first written, and John's, make no mention of the birth of Jesus. What is rarely asked is, why did Mary necessarily have to be a virgin? What is it about virginity that is glorified when it is not fetishized? In the Gospels, there was no concern for the perpetuation of the species, and therefore virginity and chastity were encouraged, because the world was expected to end before the last apostle died anyway. The idea of virginity, chastity, and abstinence being somehow blessed and desirable is further proof that Christianity borrowed the worst ideas from the pagans from which to fabricate their religion. The oldest forms of worship were animist or pantheist, the worship of the bounty of Mother Earth, the harvest, and so on. The fertility of humans being as important as that of cattle, this matriarchal religion, along with phallic elements, was a natural result. However, a competing religious idea arose in the Mediterranean, that of a sky god, and descended on the Mother Earth worshippers with an ascetic, that is, an anti-sex view of sex. The sky god pronounced the flesh evil, sinful, inhabited by the devil, or some such demonic force. By the 6th century BCE, the idea was thoroughly developed in Persia with Ahura Mazda, and its male-dominated patriarchal precepts spread like weeds over the ancient world. Christianity was only one of many religions to adopt asceticism as a virtue, and the degradation of women and the earth as fidelity to the sky god. But asceticism and celibacy are no more natural than fasting and flagellation, and the denial of fundamental human needs leads to lying, perversion, and disrespect for authority. Abstinence for the sake of some negligible notion of purity is also pointless, as Andrew Marvel pointed out in his poem, To His Coy Mistress. Thy beauty shall no more be found, nor in thy marble vault shall sound my echoing song. Then worms shall try that long-preserved virginity, and your quaint honor turn to dust, and into ashes all my lust. The grave's a fine and private place, but none, I think, do there embrace. Paul's constitution on the virginity of Mary was reaffirmed by the Catholic Church as late as 1968, as if to make our son stand still. It was for free thinkers to draw back the curtain on the past and say, yet we will make him run. This has been the Freethought Almanac for August 7th. I'm John Mill.